Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams, Brian Wakeling, Game Bureau Chief, for the record. There's probably been a little bit of confusion regarding this particular item. We had originally had three agreements that we had considered for public comment and informational presentation today. Two of the agreements are long-standing agreements that we have a substantial amount of data, feedback, a long-running relationship with. We did have a third agreement that had originally been proposed to be included. It was one that was in development fairly recently. Because of the kind of in the little premature to actually get it carried forward, there's some challenges. The landowner has requested that we withdraw that agreement at this point in time. And so the two agreements that we have before you deal with the Lee Ranch and also with the Swans Ranch. My understanding is that this is a recent legislative change has delegated the authority to enter into these agreements to the department and the director. And this was something that historically had been held for the commission. The legislative change being what it is, we were certainly complying with legislation, but it doesn't by any means reduce the importance that we feel that the commission has in providing this feedback to the department, the opportunity to engage with the public in this forum. And so despite the fact that it's an informational presentation, we very much are interested in the commission's perspective and certainly to the public's perspective on these agreements as well. And so with that, I'd open it up to any questions and certainly try to address those as needed.
Thank you. Questions, comments, discussion from the commission? We're all familiar with these agreements. The legislative change has kind of puzzled all of us, but it is what took place. I appreciate the department, including the commission. I think whether it's this commission or any futures, that they should be involved in these agreements. And we're the conduit in many places between the landowners and the department. These are designed to create goodwill, provide opportunity for those landowners that allow this public participation. And so I think it's key that the commission always be involved, regardless of who has the ultimate authority. Because the commission could, well, we don't have the authority to maybe undo anything. We can be rather meddlesome if necessary. I appreciate being involved. I'm going to send it out to see if there's any comment from the public on these 454 proposals. If so, star 9, and again, it's the Swans and Lee, fairly long-standing agreements, certainly with regard to the Swans agreement. So anybody from the public, I see someone with ending in 933.
Yes, Chairman Colton, fellow commissioners, this is Kurt Alt from Bozeman, this time representing myself as a former department employee that had long involvement with fur bear issues. And I want to, I'm going to comment on the Pine Marten reintroduction in Region 4. I would really like to first thank the wildlife staff for bringing this proposal forward. The department has done an excellent job with fur bear issues and Pine Marten work over the years, including way back when it kicked off the professional career of your deputy director, Mr. Kujula, and recently retired wildlife biologist, Craig Fager. I strongly support the restoration effort, including the use of and the support of the Southwest Montana Trappers Association to provide live animals for restoration efforts. Making that connection with trappers and restoration efforts is also really important. So well done, strongly supported. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt. Again, do we have any public comment or discussion from the public on the 454 agreements that are proposed? I don't see anybody queuing up. I'm back to the commission. I don't think we take a vote, but any Vice Chairman Stuker?
Mr. Chairman, I wholeheartedly support this. I also support your comments that the commission needs to be involved, and the PLPW is talking about trying to take something up that would put us back in the mix statutorily. But with the 454s, as they mentioned, they had had another one that recently backed out. Region 4, again, I visited with some of the individuals there. And I'm not going to go into their comments or the reasons why the individual backed out, but it does show that we do need additional information put out in regards to the 454, because about a week ago, I had another individual call me, and I suggested it to him to look at. It was a landowner who had not drawn during the landowner preference, and I said this was another avenue. So I think we need to get more information out on these. Hopefully we can get more people, but Region 4 did work hard to get the third one, and I'm sorry it fell through, but I do know the reasons, and I think they're going to be working on those. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Stuker. Yes, I was also involved in that other agreement and watched Region 4 people all through, you know, the local area and back into the regional office work really hard, and I was extremely disappointed that didn't work out. But our staff was extremely responsive and engaged right away, and kind of moved that along at a dazzling pace. So please don't get discouraged. You know, we don't know what opportunity exists there anymore, but as Rich says, maybe there's some others out there. So if there's no further comment, I'll just move on to the next